Welcome to another episode of Ultimate Key to Freedom. Questions, answers, shares, whatever. Okay, here we go. We got two this week. The first is from Rhonda Darling. Rhonda has finished the final video of day one. Hi, Robert. Many months ago, I began seeing a very large golden grid-like structure in my inner space. Let me just stop there for 1 second. As you know, Rhonda, or if you don't know, you'll find out, I tend to be built as a character to be very precise and to almost always point out an opportunity to allow more truth with a capital T to shine through. So I would invite you to remove my and just call it inner space. Technically, it seems like it's your inner space and that things only appear in inner space for you. But what's more accurate is there is just one, lack of a better term, inner space in which different things can appear. So I would invite you and everybody else listening to just refer to it as inner space versus my inner space. And that's an invitation. Where it goes, it goes. Okay, continuing. I saw there were many layers with individual spaces in which there was a computer. It is kind of like a huge skyscraper with a variety of offices, if you will. In the center of this infinite structure is this intense, very bright energy source that I can go in and out of. This light source flows to every part of the structure, and within each individual space, it takes form. I hadn't read about this or have any reference for it, but I began to see it as a giant hologram with individual holodecks, using a Star Trek term, that is essentially empty except for the computer and the golden light forms arising and continuously changing form in the holodeck. Interesting? Perhaps. But without a frame of reference, I simply thought, what the fuck? And have been searching for answers ever since. Mainly I've wondered, how is this useful? Because if it's not, I might as well discard it. I have particularly become fascinated with the computer, being aware that I can consciously interface with it, but not sure how to do so. So my question is, number one, does any of this make sense to you in the framework of your teachings and experience? Number two, does any of it matter, or is it just another illusion to get lost in? And or three, am I just too crazy to continue in this course and need to seek out a shrink? Lots of laughs. If not, how might this be useful in my journey? With great appreciation, Rhonda Darling. Well, Rhonda, I'm going to say something here that I believe I've said before. If you've listened to the archives of other Q&A, it's possible that I haven't, because I answer questions for a variety of different courses and I don't always remember what I say where. But I believe what I'm about to say I've shared before. There are two things to look at on this journey. The first is the journey from wherever you started. Bear with the language of you and everything else that reinforces a fictional individual. There's the journey into ultimate freedom awakening and locking in. You're going to hear a lot more about this in the next 3 days. You're still kind of in the infancy of the program. So it might be wise if I just plant a few seeds here and then you come back after you've completed the 4 days. There's the journey into ultimate freedom awakening in the story, in the Rhonda Darling story. And then there's the, lack of a better term, playing with ultimate freedom wide awake and the perception point, the perspective point with capital P's of everything that's going on in the story. That's ultimately what the journey that you're on here with ultimate freedom, ultimate key to freedom is about. Ultimate freedom awakening, or what you'll later discover as the ultimate freedom window opening, which is another metaphorical way to look at it, and everything being perceived through it. On the journey into ultimate freedom awakening, true creative essence will use everything that appears in story space and everything that appears in inner space to support that awakening, if you will. And there are times that it's very obvious, oh, I get this, you know, I'm making stuff up here, just to use some random examples. There's no significance to these examples. I recognize that. That's something that used to really scare the shit out of me, you know? That's something that used to really bother me. I see that the truth virus is working its way through that kind of a thing. There are other things where something appears in story space, something appears in inner space consciously from the perspective of logic, intellect, understanding, whatever you want to call it. We have no idea what the hell that means, what the purpose of it is, whatever. But if it's there, and again, you're going to discover so much more about this as you go through the next 3 days. If it's there, then the author, True Creative Essence, specifically put it there. When you watch a movie, when you watch a TV show, when you read a novel, nothing is ever there unless it somehow, specifically and in an important way, supports the unfolding story. Authors don't put random stuff into books that have no purpose, and it's just kind of like, oh, well, I just kind of figured I'd throw this in there for the hell of it, you know? There's always a purpose, and there's always some way that it supports the unfolding story. The same thing with a movie and a TV show. And now, within the story, with a movie and a TV show, it has to do with money more than anything else. But you'll never see anything on a movie screen, you'll never see anything on a TV screen that wasn't intentionally put there. And it would only be intentionally put there if it was somehow supportive to the unfolding story. Now, similar to the example I gave you before, you may know what the purpose is that the author had, because it may be obvious or it may not, or you may not care because you're just enjoying the story. Same thing may be true with a movie or a TV show, but the truth is, it wouldn't be there if the author didn't put it there on purpose. And the author would not have put it there on purpose unless there was some way that it was supporting the story. So, for our purposes, it can be supporting the story because somehow it's supporting the truth virus and doing its work. Or it can be supporting the story just because it's fun, you know? Ultimately, the entire human story, the entire human experience, what I used to call the human game, is ultimately, as you know, about play, exploration, and creative expression. So if something is playful, you know, provides an opportunity for play, exploration, creative expression, that's enough. It doesn't have to have any other deep meaning, so-called, or significance. So my sense, and when I say things like this, I generally have a high degree of confidence in its accuracy. Because my character tends to get written to say things in these kinds of contexts that are accurate, even if somebody resists it, short term or long term. So I'll offer you my belief here, what's coming through me, lack of a better term, bear with all this language, and then we'll see where it goes. It sounds to me like this is very interesting and enjoyable to you. So I would say just play with it. Again, True Creative Essence would not have put this structure in inner space, would not have created complexity to it, would not have created you to be interested in going in and playing with it, exploring it, whatever, if there wasn't some purpose. So, what I feel like saying, lack of a better term, is whenever this appears in inner space, just go with whatever happens. You don't really have any choice anyway, as you're going to discover. You're a character in a story, and you're going to do what the author wrote. But it's going to appear, at least for a while, as if Rhonda is choosing and Rhonda is doing and blah, blah, blah. So it's fine to let it seem that way. This other stuff, what the fuck? What does this mean? Is it useful? Blah, blah, blah. That's just the mind machine buzzing and whirring and trying to do its job, which you'll hear more about also in the next 3 days. This is vintage mind machine. It looks at this structure. I don't know at this point if you've discovered the three questions that drive the mind machine. If you haven't, if you have, great. If you haven't, you will on day two. This is vintage mind machine that's looking at something that it doesn't have in its database. It doesn't understand. It doesn't have a story about. And it's kind of, lack of a better term, metaphorically scratching its head and saying, what the hell is this? I need to find some meaning to this. I need to be able to classify this, quantify this, put this in a certain folder. Cross-reference it with other files that I already have in my database, blah, blah, blah. And so this part that you're noticing here is just mind machine noise. And you'll hear a lot more about this, this kind of in the next 3 days. Mind machine noise is what drives so much of the human story in what I call phase one and even in phase two. And in phase three, as you'll discover, it gets a different job and it works in a different way. So, going back to your questions, does it make sense to me in the framework of I could make up a story, for this means that and this is symbolic of that or whatever, but it doesn't really mean anything. All of us have unique appearances in inner space that are custom designed for our unique stories. So, I haven't heard a story like this before from another character. This is not something that has appeared in inner space that Robert's been aware of. It certainly seems like it has significance in your story, and as I said, you're clearly attracted to it, and there definitely seems to be symbolism for other things that, and that may become clear to you as you move through the next 3 days of the program, or it may not, but it makes sense from that perspective. It makes sense from the perspective that I shared before, just to use that language, but everything doesn't need to make sense. And when you move into phase three, when ultimate freedom is completely awake, it's irrelevant whether something makes sense or not. You're just going with the story, as you'll discover. Does any of it matter, or is it just another illusion to get lost in? Again, I wouldn't be there if there wasn't purpose. So my bias would be yes, it matters. And if it becomes clear to you what its purpose is, what its significance is, how it's helping, even if it's just fun and play and exploration of an interesting creation. You've probably seen science fiction movies all the time where there's like a mission to another planet or there's a mission to another galaxy and astronauts get off and they find some structure, on the other planet, or this could be an archaeological thing on the Earth too, and they just get a kick out of exploring this unique structure that they've found, and seeing what it is and cataloging it and blah, blah, blah. And so there can be, so this is just simply an interesting thing in inner space to play with. And over time, true creative essence may build it out and do other kinds of things, and it'll be in a very interesting, fun place to explore and play in whatever. I don't know. You'll have to see. Another illusion to get lost in. Bear with my language here. That kind of presupposes that there's someone or something against you, that's dangling things in front of you that could trap you or, you could get lost in and blah, blah, blah. And I know it definitely seems like that, but sometimes, but that's not my bias of how things work. And if a character gets lost in something, you'll discover a lot more of this in the next 3 days, then it was written for the character to get lost. It isn't that the character screwed up or is weak or made a mistake or blew it or whatever. So this again is mind machine stuff here. As is the final one, which is, I know you're just kidding, but how might it be useful to my journey? I don't know. Play with it. See how it may appear, disappear, change, evolve, expand, get more complex. If it's useful, it probably will become clear to you. My bias is it will become clear to you at some point. I can't tell you when or how. But the most important thing beyond all of this is to realize that the questioning, the analysis, what does this mean? I need to know. Does this have significance? I need to know. If it does have significance, what is it and what am I supposed to do with it? I need to know. It can't just be. It can't just kind of, happen without me dotting I's, crossing T's, knowing what it means, knowing what I'm supposed to do, doing what I'm supposed to do once I know what I'm, blah, blah, blah. This is all, again, just vintage mind machine. So, the way it's going to appear, when it appears, continue watching it. If you find yourself going into something and exploring it, explore it. Again, it can be enough just to play with it and explore it and get a kick out of seeing what's in the different spaces, and how true creative essence may evolve it over time. That's enough. It doesn't have to have any, again, deep spiritual significance, transformational, whatever, although it may. So, see if it lasts, see what happens with it. See how your perspective on it may change or how it may change in the way that it appears as you continue to go through the 4 days of videos for the program and then afterwards. And then feel free to come back and continue the discussion if you feel moved to. All right, here's the second one from Colleen Smith, who has completed video two, day three. So a little more than halfway. Hi, Robert. Do you want feedback as we move through or after the course in the form of personal experience? How long can we connect with you after we finish the course? So far, many gaps are being filled for me. I don't really have a rule or a formula on this. Colleen, I have a tendency to have a bias towards let the whole story unfold. Let the the full 4 days, and then the other kinds of things that are included wash over you. And if you have an aha, if you have a personal experience, my bias, but this is not a rule or a formula or an instruction or a requirement, it's just my bias of what's more useful for me, if you will, is, you know, keep a journal if you want, write down things that are happening, experiences that are happening, thoughts that you're having as you're going through it. And then at the end of it, after you've gone through the whole thing, my bias would be then go through and share what you still feel motivated to share. With this kind of an experience, so much can change so fast and so much tends to be mind machine noise that there's the chance that so many things that you might want to share with me after day one, you won't really care about anymore later and blah, blah, blah. So again, you can share anything you want. You can ask anything you want. You can give me feedback anytime you want. My slight bias is to wait till the whole thing has run its course and then to make such things, but I'm open to anything. So in terms of how much time you have to be able to interact with me, you'd have to check with Nancy in the office. I don't really remember. I believe that the default is 3 months or 6 months or something. I think maybe it was 3 months and we extended it to 6 months. But whatever it is, it's not set in stone. And so if for some reason you were to, your access were to have expired, so to speak, and you wanted to be able to get in to be able to interact again, all you'd need to do is just contact the office and say, can you please extend my access? And then you'll be able to get right back in again. So no big deal on that. But check with Nancy to find out what the default is. Again, I believe it was 3 months and we extended it to 6 months, but double check with her. Having said that, I'm glad many gaps are being filled for you. And that's all we have this week, these two. So thank you very much. And I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that might take. Bye-bye for now.